Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight, and as always, I'm very excited about it, and I trust that you all are as well. Some housekeeping notes. My co-host will not be joining us this evening. She had an emergency that came up, but we do have a great show planned for you tonight. And it's going to be, we may end up going into part two of this show as well. So, once again, keep in mind that we've got a great show going on right now. All right, tonight's topic is, should there be roles in relationships? Should there be roles in relationships? Just before I get to tonight's topic, many have asked if we could go back and take a look at some of the comments that that we had on last week, and they wanted to hear some of those comments that came in, and we were certainly looking for that now as we speak. Let's see here. Last week, okay, we're going to take a look momentarily. We'll go into the files. But last week we did a show, and, I mean, it turned out to be, as usual, some of our shows are quite controversial. And, I mean, it just happens like that. We had a number of people that always are, you know, we respect the opinions of anyone that calls in. And, you know, all of us have an opinion, and that's what makes things so exciting. And we don't always have to agree. We can certainly agree to disagree, and that's what makes things really, really interesting. And it's unfortunate sometimes when people, and I'm not saying this happened on the show, but it's unfortunate sometimes when people take things out of context and they get so serious that they don't allow us to share their opinions. Last week we did a show on, should a woman have expectations of being equal to a man? Should a woman have expectations of being equal to a man? And I thought it was a very interesting show. And, you know, it was one that was certainly appealing to me and a number of our individuals that also tuned in as well. So should a woman have expectations of being equal to a man? And if you really, really want to know a great deal about that show, I strongly encourage you to go in and have a listen to that show. You can certainly go to drjwalker.com, and tune in for that show. It was last week, July 12th, and I'm pretty sure you'll be impressed with what you hear over the air. All right, tonight let me just go to those comments that we had last week, and I'm going to run through them rather quickly because we've got a very good show for you tonight that will likely cover 2 weeks. So if you want to be able to talk early tonight, you're going to have to press 1. Go ahead and press 1 if you want to be able to get into tonight's broadcast early. But before we do that, you can do that at any time. Let me just go here. Should a woman have expectations of being equal to a man? Last week, and I'm going with the comments, and we're just going to do 5 of them that from last week. This female wrote in, I'm not sure what you mean by having expectations of being equal to a man. But I would like to say that a woman is not physically equal to a man, but I do believe their intelligence may exceed that of a man, given all things equal and considerate. Well, you know what? There's a good opportunity. I wouldn't argue with that, and I'm just going to give you my a brief opinion on these comments. I wouldn't argue with that. But you know what? we know that early on in life, statistics have shown that younger girls, given age similarities, have shown to have, reasonably slight above intelligence than their male counterpart. And so, I mean, the science is out there. I certainly wouldn't disagree with that. Maybe it carries over into adulthood. I'm sure a lot of women tend to think so. Let me just go to phone lines just for a second and get another opinion here. Let's go to 305-298. 305-298. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us?
You have Anthony.
Anthony, thanks for joining us. Anthony, just we're kind of recapping last week's show. We're going to get to tonight's show, Should There Be Roles in Relationships? And the topic is, last week we did, should a woman have expectations of being equal to a man? Let me just ask you, based on that comment, and we're just reiterating, we're going to take about 3 or 4 minutes to go through those comments because many people have asked for those comments. This woman says that, of course, a woman is not physically equal to a man, but she believes that a woman's intelligence far exceeds that of a man, given all things equal and considered. What are your thoughts on that, Anthony, just quickly?
Okay, quickly, I would say that it's based on what perspective it's coming from. Spiritually, you know, biblically speaking, the man and the woman make one whole. You're not going to always have 50-50. You're not going to have one greater than the other. I think they're equal, but they complement each other.
All right, I like that. All right, let's take a look at a couple of others here. I think this male writes in, he says, I think women think they are equal to a man, and that's the problem. What I mean by this is that women feel they can do anything a man can do and still be respected like a man. James Brown once said that this is a man's world, although it may seem that way, but I don't think men can do much without a woman in putting her role. What do you think about that? Is it a man's world, or was James Brown wrong?
There's two verses to that. It says, it's a man's world, but it will be nothing without a woman. Going back to the complementary part of, you need both. We can't procreate by ourselves, point blank.
Right. I like that, Anthony. Just stay with me. Let me just go through these five, and then we'll go to the phone lines. And here's another female. She writes in, I have no problem thinking that I am equal in saying some things as that of a man. In fact, I do not want to be equal to a man. Instead, recognizing my gift as a woman gives me more clout because some men are always trying to please us, which makes me feel special. I think that that's relatively true. Men are always out to try to please a woman. So when one man isn't doing the job, then there's always another man. That woman can be depressed, but if she looks pretty good and body nice, she walks down the street and a man is jumping to try to help her in her moment of distress. What do you think?
I think that's true, but it can also be a reverse psychology too, because the woman wants to be equal and want to feel special, but then at the same time, you can't use your feminine unequal ways to get more than what the man can give. I think that's a real shaky, real, you're going down a very slippery slope there, Dr. Walker.
I think you're right on that, and I do understand that women do want to feel special, and I think that's a manipulative tactic. Let's take two more here real quick. This male writes in, he says, men and women have enough problems trying to get along with each other. I think it should come down to each knowing their roles and making life better for the other. In turn, I think this would improve relationships. He says that, and I like this too, because he feels, you know what, let's help each other out. What do you think?
I think that's the perfect combination. We complement each other. God made us different for a reason, but at the same time, when we're one whole. There's not 50-50, there's not 40-60. Whatever that whole is to make it work, then that's what we call equal. Sometimes the man got to do 80, the woman 20. Sometimes the woman has got professional women out there working 2 times the amount of salary men making, but that don't mean that they're better than them. So it's all about complementary.
I like that, and I think that is so true. Let's take this last comment from last week. The female, she writes in, she says, I wish that men and women could do more to respect each other and not worry so much about being equal. I think if we love each other, this would not be a concern. I don't think anybody can top it off with that. If they just, if we come to love each other and not worry about being equal and just respect each other. Your thoughts?
I think she hit it right on the head right there. There's got to be that mutual respect. And if you don't have respect and love, I mean, you have nothing. You know, somebody's always going to try to be the superior, dominant one to try to disrespect the person to make them. And actually, when you do that, you're making yourself small because you're not really, not really helping yourself by putting someone else down.
All right, I agree with that. Those are comments from last week. We're going to jump to tonight's show. Anthony, we appreciate your comments. Stay with us if you can.
No,
if you can't, we understand. All right, let's go here. Let me go to the phone lines once again. We're going to go to 978-227. Who do we have with us, and thank you for joining us this evening.
And Ms. Shirley.
Okay, Ms. Shirley, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, okay, great. Let me just back up just for a second, just to reiterate some of the comments that we just previously did. Did you want to comment on any of those that we just mentioned, right? I like that last one here where the woman says that I wish that men and women could do more to respect each other and stop worrying so much about being equal. I think if we love each other, this would not be a concern. What do you think?
I think she's right. If we respect each other, then it shouldn't be a concern about being equal. It's a mutual thing. And I agree with all the answers. I like the answers that your caller made. I don't remember his name, but I like the answers that he made.
All right, let's jump to tonight's story. Let's go with this here. Should there be roles in relationship? Now, you're really going to like this one tonight. This is, this was a great one. And, of course, all of our stories are inspired by true stories. Sally and Tom, these are our characters, Sally and Tom. Sally met Tom through a mutual friend. They've been dating for the past year and a half. They recently found themselves sitting with a group of friends having a discussion on relationships. Their discussion basically entailed the roles men and women should play in their relationships. Now, in this group were four couples, including Sally and Tom. Unfortunately, all the men and women in the group were all divided on the issues of roles and relationships. Surprisingly, all the men agreed on their roles and the lack of roles the women play or should play in a relationship. And yes, of course, it was the same for the women in terms of the roles that men play or should be playing in a relationship. Now, this group discussion caused each couple to leave the evening upset with each other because of the division in the roles and relationships, because neither party could see the other's point of view or perspective. And here's some of the basic comments of what caused all the problems. Let's first examine the women's perspective. Then we're going to do the men's. And we have 10 things down here that the women had concerns about the men. And they were generally speaking, and of course, a survey hasn't been done on either side. Number one, they said that men like the capacity, the L-A-C-K, like the capacity to exercise common sense, which makes women often feel that some men are stupid. They don't seem to think straight. And then number two, men often are ruled or governed by their sexual nature. It seems that that's all they really want. Number three, men don't care. And this is just a general poll that they did amongst, I guess, their own observances or experiences. Men don't care to romance a woman for a prolonged period. He fails to romantically talk to her. Number four, men are not affectionate. He's usually ruthless and wants to get right to it. Number five, men are not understanding to a woman's intrinsic needs because he does not take the time to study his woman. Number six, men think because they may contribute financially that that's all that's important. He fails to recognize what makes her really happy with him. Number seven, men fail to do the little things that makes a woman really feel good about him, like washing the dishes or taking care of her automobile. Number eight, men tend to think because they may be handsome, dress well, drive a nice car, or make good money, that makes a woman stay in love with him. And let's see here what she says. He fails to realize that his attractiveness comes from within to complement the external. Number nine, men think you are supposed to cater to their every need at their beck and call. And finally, number 10 they have here, men do not effectively know how to communicate with a woman. And now let's take a look at the men's perspective. This is what the men had to say about the women. Number one, men feel that women are extremely selfish. Number two, men feel that women are easily influenced and misguided. Number three, men feel that women are quicker to listen or take the unprofessional advice of a stranger or a friend than listen to their significant other. Number four, men feel that women tend to respect others before they respect their own man. Number five, when it comes to being wrong or making an apology, women seldom acknowledge being wrong or apologize for that matter. Number six, even when a man apologizes for the simplest mistake, women are not quick to forgive. In fact, they will hold on to things till kingdom come, meaning forever. Number seven, women always seem to have an attitude with their man, like he's always doing or saying something wrong. Number eight, women seldom compliment their man. Number nine, women often make it only about themselves. Number 10, finally, women show little support and encouragement when their man is trying hard at accomplishing something. But who will admire? They will admire other men pursuing their dreams. Well, there you have it. That's the problems of man versus woman, and that's an unfortunate situation here. And, you know, the question that I start out with tonight, and Ms. Shirley, we're going to go to you with this first question for the evening. And let's go to the first question. I mean, is there any point in time that we can just all get along, like Rodney King said? And then that day I'm going to try to ask you that quick question, if you have the time. Can we just get along, really?
I was trying to really kind of jot down the things that you were saying, and a lot of these things, I don't know where they come from, because all men are not that way, and all women are not that way. So people can get along. I know you said that the women think a man doesn't have common sense, or he's always thinking about sex and he don't care about her needs or not affectionate enough. Then you said the man thinks the woman is selfish. All of those things are so negative. I can see why these people left that meeting that they were in like they did, because there's nothing positive about either group. And that's just not right. That's like stereotyping every woman and every man when it's not that way at all.
No, I certainly agree with you. I mean, and thank God that it's not that way with every man and every woman. We're going to actually stand by just for a second. Let's see if we can bring Anthony back in. Anthony, if you're with us, do you want to comment on anything that was said? Okay, perhaps Anthony won't be able to tune in with us, and maybe he'll just listen. Let me go back just for a second, Ms. Shirley, and I want to take these one at a time. I'll do one male, one female and one male, and then we'll go back and forth with the exchange. And maybe you and I can just talk them out unless I get another caller. I mean, some more, unless I go to the phone lines again, because I'm operating in a couple of screens here. Let's say that the women's general conversation or discussion where they were in commonality was that men lack the capacity to exercise common sense, which makes women often feel they are stupid. They don't seem to think straight. You know, of course, I don't think men are stupid. I don't think women are stupid. I think that perhaps all of us can do stupid things at some point in time, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we're. And I think a lot of the shows that you talk about negativity, I think a lot of the shows that we all watch presents the sexes out there or the genders out there to make us sometimes all look bad. There's a show, Betty Loves Raymond, and when, what's her name, Deborah, the wife, the man doesn't seem to ever get it right in her opinion. And so she often refers to him in silence as an idiot or stupid. And he knows that that's what's coming, that she's going to say that. But there are times when she doesn't get it right either. So I think some of the times the art that we look at contributes to, some of the problems that we bring into reality, the realness of life. What are your thoughts on that, Ms. Shirley? Do you think that there's any to that?
I don't know if that's the realness or if that's just something that's being portrayed on TV that they want people to think. because even the setting of that very picture that you spoke about, I don't really know the years that it was set in, but man has always carried the house, and the guy works, and he takes care of his family. But it's portrayed that, he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's always doing something idiotic. That's the way that show is portrayed, and a lot of shows, and that's what messed people up, because a lot of shows, especially with people of color, are negative. We don't have too many shows that are positive for people of color. So to me, I couldn't even relate to that. And it's, you know, it's not funny. You know, it's really not. And it's something that people should look at and say, no, this is not how I was raised. This is not how it was. You know, some things they say, you know, like mom says, you know, if you don't do something, I'm going to knock you into next week or whatever. You know, sometimes you'd hear not things that bad, but, you know, growing up, you may have heard things like that. But that's really not so in a family. And so I think that's not a good that's not a good example to use, because it does portray the person as, you know, being dumb and stupid. And that's just something that we are not.
Okay. All right. Let's take another one. And I tend to agree with you. And I do believe that we have some television shows that stereotype, cause stereotype relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that those can definitely hurt the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
We need to be careful. I think we need to be extremely careful when we look at the when we adopt from that. And if you watch these shows often, then there could be some problems that it could bring to a relationship. All right, let's take a look at now one of the men. The men feel that women are extremely selfish. Now, of course, I they're not speaking for, and I want to put this out there again, they're not speaking for every man, they're not speaking for every woman. Not all women are selfish. I do know that oftentimes a man will compliment a woman often, and, you know, they go from relationship to relationship, and they usually, women do thrive on the compliment of a man, especially when they feel that the man is being genuine. And this builds their, it perhaps builds some women's self-esteem and so forth and so on. So there may be an expectation for this to happen, but I wouldn't say that would be a reason to look at women as, you know, generally speaking, as selfish. I think we can all be selfish in nature, because we're always thinking about, you know, what we want as opposed to the other person's interest.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your thoughts on, and let's just be real with it, if you don't mind. I've heard this back and forth that women are more selfish than men because they have more expectations. You know, they have these expectations a man is supposed to do. And I think the men have that as well. Give me your thoughts on men who might feel that some women are selfish. And do you see some women as being selfish? And if so, in what way?
My circle, I can't even say that. I just really can't answer that, especially about seeing someone that I know. I don't know of anyone that's selfish. I've seen men that are selfish, but and that's not because I'm a woman saying that. But women, I don't think the majority of women that I know are not selfish. As a matter of fact, they're always giving. And they want to, you know, please the man as much as possible, the women that I know. So that's hard for me to answer. It truly is. You said on here as well that they respect others before they respect, that's what a man thinks, respects their man. That's
we're going to actually come to that. We're going to come to that. I'm going to go over each
one.
Oh,
okay.
And we'll come to that. So even though you tried to write them down, and thank you for that, we'll come to those.
Yeah, I was trying to follow.
Let's
okay,
switch over
but
now.
Selfish now.
Okay, let's switch over. So let me ask you this question. Let me back up just for a second. So you've never heard that a man has said that a woman is selfish, and you've never been accused of that by a man yourself?
No, I've never been accused of that. And I, like I said, my circle of friends and people I know, no, I really haven't heard that. You know, I, like you said, I now can probably find it on a TV show or something like that. But me personally, I have never encountered that.
Okay.
No,
right.
I haven't.
Let's switch over to the women's side now. Let's go back because we're alternating. The women say that men often are ruled or governed by their sexual nature. It seems that that's all they really want. Well, science, again, shows that, that's on a man's mind throughout the day. You know, that's, so would that mean that that's his nature? If that's his nature, that's what he's thinking? What do you think? Have you heard that expression before? And do you think it's true?
I've heard that expression before, and I've heard some men say that when they see a woman, you know, she could be fully clothed, but they will undress her in their mind's eye, you know, and that's just the nature of a man, and I've heard men say that, you know. But as far as, you know, I call it having sex on the brain because
okay.
I have encountered people in that aspect, and I have heard women, you know, say and how men have approached them, and that's exactly what's, you know, on their mind, and they'll come right out and say it and even, you know, want to pay for it or, you know, whatever they need to do. So that I've heard before.
Okay. What do you think?
Amen. I'm not saying all men. Amen.
right.
Yeah.
Do you, as a counter, do you think that women have felt that way as well, that they can undress a man in their mind as well?
I believe so. I believe that they can, and I believe that they do, because I have heard women say, you know, how good a man looks and, you know, what they think he would be like in bed, you know. So, yes, I think women, you know, tend to say things like that as well. They do.
All right, let's move on because we got quite a few of them I want to cover.
Okay.
You're listening to Dr. Jess Walk Show, 347-857-1769. You can press 1, and we'll try to get to you if you have a comment on one of the issues that we're speaking to. Tonight's topic is, should there be roles in relationships? Let me just go back. When we talk about roles, the woman has a role, the lady has a role, and the man has a role to play. How do you view that, Ms. Shirley? Do you think that men and women should have roles in relationships?
Role.
Does it matter who takes out the garbage? Does it matter who gets the gas? Does it matter who cuts the yard?
No, it should be a shared effort. I think it should be. If the woman's going to cut the grass, because a lot of them do, you know, and who, you know, like you say, gets the gas, put the gas in the car, if that's what you're speaking of, it's time to gas up. Both of them, either one of them can do that. It's a shared effort. That's how I feel about it.
All right. So, so physically, should there be a physical limitation or no, in your opinion?
Well, as much as the woman can do, you know, a woman is not as strong as a man. And, you know, so she shouldn't try to push herself to that type of a limit. But if she can go out there and cut the grass, because I know women that do, you know, and she may say, you know, I'm going to cut the grass today, darling, you know, and go out and cut the grass. And, you know, he makes sure he come out with a glass of water when she gets hot. You know, and really, and vice versa, I have seen it done, you know. And so I think that that is really nice. No one should say, well, that's your job. The same thing like people say, you know, it's the man's job to take out the trash. No, it's not. It's anyone's job to take out the trash. If the trash is ready to go out, take it out. You know, yeah. And I say that because a lot of women are single and they have to do all those things anyways, and they don't depend on a man, you know, to do that. Otherwise, their trash will run over, their grass will be overgrown, you know. So people share, you know, chores. I believe they do.
Let's jump over. I'm just going to go quickly because I want to take some of the comments that have come in. We'll scan through. I mean, I'll just spend a short time on some of these. Let's take a look at, see here, men feel that women are easily influenced and misguided. And I think what they might be saying here in this story, that, you know, somebody else can come along and just persuade them more easily than their significant other. Do you think that there's any validity to that?
In some instances, yes. And I was listening to your story. They all went together as couples. But then when they left there, everybody was angry with everybody else because they had listened and they had become influenced by that. So, yes, that can happen.
So it can happen on both ends because the men seem to, they came to a point where they were all in agreement. The same genders mm-hmm. were in agreement. All right. So let's switch over to the women's side now. Women feel that men don't care to romance a woman for a prolonged period. He fails to romantically talk to her. Do you think that times have changed? I remember back with the old school music, it was more like, you know, you actually rap to a woman, not in today's terminology of rap, but you actually romantically spoke to a woman. Do you think times have changed? I think so. I do. Not to say that they're right. I like that old school communication with the woman to make her, you know, to communicate with her, you know, romantically mm-hmm. outside of the norms of everyday life. What do you think? Do you think there's any men don't know how to do that anymore?
Like you said, old school was good, you know. I'm old school. So old school was good. And talking to men today, the younger men, no, they don't romance their people, but they're both on the same level in that, you know what I'm saying, that age, like the millennials or whatever they call them, you know, they're on the same wavelength, so they don't have to romance them because the woman is okay with that. But old school, you know, a woman wants to be romanced. She wants to be talked to in a way that will, you know, what to say, make her knees buckle or what?
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
That's old school, you know?
I really like that old school, yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't, it's a generation, you know? It depends on what generation you're from.
All right. You're listening to Lives of Dr. Jesse Walk Show. We're tonight's topic is Should There Be Roles in Relationships? And we're going to reiterate some of the we're going to go to phone lines in just one moment. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to reiterate there's a couple, Sally and Tom. They met through a mutual friend. What happened was they met with three other couples, and the couples decided to have this discussion about should there be roles in relationships. And all of the couples ended up leaving the discussion upset with each other because the women agreed with each other and the men agreed with each other, and that just left the couples all mad at each other when they were on their way home. And we're just going to reiterate, if you're just joining us, we'd love to hear from you. Let me just share with you what some of the women, they came to think in terms of the commonality of men. It's something men don't have common sense, and I'm just going to go briefly here, and we're going at them one at a time. The men basically think about sex all day. Men don't care to romance a woman, you know, for a prolonged period of time. He fails to romantically talk to her, and he just wants to get right at it. We stopped at those three, and we're going to cover the other seven. And we did the three for the men, I believe. Oh, okay, yeah, we did three for the women. The men feel that women are extremely selfish. Men feel that women are easily influenced and misguided. Men feel that women are quicker to listen or take the unprofessional advice of a stranger or a friend than listen to their significant other. Okay, so that's where we stopped at. Now we're going to go to number four. But before we do four on each side, let me go to the phone lines and bring in someone else. Let's go to 863. We're going to go to Tampa, 412. Thank you for joining us. You're on the air live.
How you doing, Dr. Walker?
We're doing wonderful. Who do we have this evening? And welcome.
This is Dennis.
Thanks for joining us. Dennis, do you think there's any truth to any of what's been presented? And we're taking some of these one at a time. Do you think that women are selfish?
You shouldn't ask a man that. Yes, women have a selfish nature, but that's just a woman. One of the comments was that men think about sex all day long.
Right.
I've worked in the office with women, and they think about sex as well. So, you know, it goes both sides.
Okay. All right. I like that. And I certainly don't. I mean, I think that when we look at it, it depends on what group you're having a discussion with, male or female, and a combination. I think we'll find some commonalities between men and women. I really do. And of course, this was not a survey taken by everybody. It was just that group. And so when we say men, we're not talking about all men. When we say women, we're not talking about all women, of course. Let's take another one here. The women feel that men are not affectionate. He's ruthless, and he just wants to get right to it. Dennis, do you think that there's any validity to that? And then, Ms. Shirley, we're going to bring you back in and ask you the same question.
Well, Dr. Walker, there's some truth to that for some men. There's other
right.
men that you know, want affection and the lovey-dovey part of cuddling. But There are men that just want to go at it. But what my thoughts were was that men nowadays have to be more intelligent about how they approach a woman, how they talk to a woman, because the women are more intelligent in themselves. They're reading more. They're more educated, you know, than what they were. It used to be that the men went to school and the women stayed at home. But now you have a lot of women that are going to school and they are educated and are reading, and they want to be treated as an equal. They want to be treated better than just an object. So the men can't be the olden days. The old school way of a man talking to a woman is a good thing, but they have to step it up and do it at a higher level, more respectful level.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ms. Shirley, let's bring you in. Did you have a comment on that, or we can take number four on the men's side?
We can take number four on the men's side, because I like what he said. It's true.
The men feel mm-hmm. that women tend to respect some men, of course, and this is not all men. Men feel that women tend to respect others before they respect their own man. Do you think there's any validity to that? I mean, just think objectively here that, you know, sometimes your man may be telling you something and the woman feels, you know, you're not listening to him, but somebody else can come along and say the exact same thing, and you jump at that. I mean, the women jump at that. Do you think there's any validity to that?
Well, no, I don't, because it goes back to the easily influenced. if they respect someone other else's opinion over their man's opinion, then something's wrong with that. You should, even if you don't like what he's saying, you know, then that's between you two, not to bring it up with other people or dishonor him or disrespect him, you know, with other people around saying, you know, I don't agree with you and it should be this way. I think this person is right. You, a woman shouldn't do that. That's how I feel about it. She should always respect her man.
All right, Dennis, let's bring
as
you
well
in.
As well as him respecting her.
All right, Dennis, do you think that there's any validity that sometimes these men from this group felt that women have a tendency to respect someone else before they respect their own man? Have you ever experienced that, or do you think there's any validity to this?
I find you should say that. My former wife used to, I would say something or suggest something, and she couldn't take it. With somebody, I mean, out of the same breath, with, you know, the next breath would say the same thing. Oh, I didn't think about it like that. So, yes, I have experienced that.
Okay.
I see it some today. I don't see it as much. But in a relationship, not everybody should be careful of how they talk to and listen to and to one another. Don't put your mate or your significant other down in front of people. Don't disregard what they say. Say something that you let them know that, you know, at least let me think about what you're saying. Let me look at it from this point of view. Maybe you can look at it from a different point of view. You know, do something that is positive in nature to help that your significant other not feel belittled.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're going to move a little faster, you all. I'm going to ask you to confine your comments to maybe 12 seconds or less, because I want to really, I would like to get through all of these here, and then we might reiterate some of them next week. How important, let me bring one of the questions in, it wasn't on the list, but how important is it to give eye contact to your significant other when they are talking to you? Ms. Shirley, let's start with you. How important is that, and why is that so important, if at all?
I think it's very important. That way you let them know that you're listening and you hear what they're saying, and vice versa if they're listening to you. I think it's very important to give eye contact when you're speaking with someone.
Particularly, how about your significant other? Is it equally important to give your, and why is that so important for your significant other?
To make sure, well, when people are looking all over the place, they're not really listening because they hear some and miss others. So I think if you look at a person in the eye while they're speaking, you can basically feel what they're saying. I can anyway. But, you know, you look people in the eye. I just think so. That's the best way.
And I agree. I certainly agree with that. I think especially when you're talking to your significant other, I think that eye contact, one word, respect, I think it shows a great deal of respect. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
All right. Let me just go quickly here with some of the others. Let's go to number five for the women, and I'm going to run through them real quick because we got about 14 minutes before I close the show. Men are not understanding to a woman's intrinsic needs because he does not take the time to study his woman. Why is it so important? Let me give you a reason why I think, and then you can add to it. I think it's important to take time to study your woman, to learn about her, you know, what puts her in a certain mood, whether favorable or unfavorable mood, and how to deal with that situation. What makes her smile? What doesn't? What turns her smile off? I think it's very important to study that woman. And the best time to do that is when you're dating her. That's my thought. Go ahead, Ms. Shirley. I'm trying to keep mine to 12 seconds or less as well.
You telling me? Okay. Well, I think I didn't realize you were speaking to me.
All right, let's jump to the other one for the men's side. Number five, when it comes to being wrong or making an apology, the men feel that women seldom acknowledge being wrong or apologize. I've heard this discussion on several times that it's rare for a woman to admit when she's wrong, and even when she realizes she's wrong, she's slow to apologize. I've heard that quite a bit. What are your thoughts on that?
I've heard that as well. But everyone is different. I have heard that a woman is, you know, once she's upset, it's going to take her a while to apologize, if she apologizes at all, because she may think that she's right. But we're talking about a man here. Is this what we're talking about?
No, this is how a woman is.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So, yeah, I'll agree with that it takes a while for some women to apologize, if they apologize at all. But that's not good on your relationship when you don't do that. When you're wrong, you're supposed to see what you did wrong and apologize about it. And sometimes when you're right, you need to apologize, especially if your mate thinks that you did something wrong. You should apologize anyway. That's how I feel.
I tend to agree with that. When you've set out, it may not have been your intention to offend your significant other, but once they let you know that you offended them, but then I think the apology has to be genuine. If you don't feel that you have, should you do it anyway?
Yes, I think so, because that way it breaks down every barrier that has been formed, you know, when things were being said. So if you apologize, even though you don't think you were wrong, but apologize anyways to keep the peace. That's the type of person I am.
I agree with that, but I think the apology should be genuine. But even before they can apologize, maybe you all can discuss the issue to see where apology would come in to be genuine. Because if you're just saying, "I'm sorry," you know, you might not be sorry. You might not be sorry that you said something. And that's not genuine. And so I think that is, like, that's voidable. I mean, it's not worth saying it. You know, nobody wants an apology that's not meaningful, that's not genuine. Would you agree, Ms. Shirley?
I agree with that, but I also know that if you apologize to someone, you're not, especially if you're in love with that person, even though you guys have had an argument or whatever, you still love that person. So that apology should be genuine when you say it. Whether you're wrong or right, you know, it's still genuine because you don't want this argument to continue. You want it to stop. You want you all to get back to where you were so that you can get along and, you know, reconcile and you know, love on each other again. So, yes, it would be genuine.
I agree. It's important to be genuine, and they're not always genuine. That an open discussion to get to the genuineness of the apology is important. All right, you're listening live to Dr. Sure, if you want to make a comment, press 1, and we'll go ahead and entertain your thought. Let's go to number 6. Oh, women say that men, we're talking about what the women feel about men, that some men think because they may contribute financially that's all that's important. But he fails to recognize what makes her really happy with him. Do you think that because a man, let's say in a marriage or a relationship, that because a man contributes, that, you know, that should be enough, Ms. Shirley? I don't think that should be enough. I think that he needs to, again, study his woman, because those are superficial things. What do you think?
I think they're superficial. It's good that he contributes financially, but, you know, these days women contribute financially as well. And so you two working together, you know, I have seen couples that work together. They both work. They come home. They share the chores. They share the meal, preparing the meal, doing, you know, things together. It's not just one person's responsibility, you know, because I've been out there slaving all day. And, you know, when I come home, I expect dinner. It's just not that way anymore. You know, people contribute together. They work together.
All right. We got to move faster. I got about 12 more of these. So let's move real fast. Mm-hmm. Number seven, the woman feels that men, they fail to do little things that makes a woman really feel good about him, like washing the dishes or taking care of her automobile. I think that those things, you know, initially sometimes we say that the man maybe should wash dishes on occasion. But if both are working, then maybe it's only fair that he chips in even a little bit more. And I think that that does enrich the relationship. Give me your thoughts.
I agree with you. It does enrich the relationship because, like I said today, yeah, both you know, people are working today. Mm-hmm.
I do believe that the role of the man is to really look out for the woman's automobile. You know, if it needs to be sent to the shop, he needs to take the lead on that and make sure. So, I mean, that's just – that to me is the role that men play. Now, what if the woman – let me just ask you quickly. What if the woman feels that she's so independent that I don't need the man to do this here, or she just goes and she does it herself if he's not available to do it? You think anything's wrong with that, just quickly?
No, I don't. I don't think anything's wrong with that. If he can't, he's not available, then no, nothing's wrong with that.
All right, let's jump over to number.
Because she's still helping and contributing. She's still helping.
I think that's what relationships are all about, is helping. When one may fall short, you know, the other one picks
exactly
up and keep it going, keep it moving. So then that comes to the question, should there be roles in a relationship? I still say that there should be when it's possible, but it doesn't mean that everything has to be rigid or written in stone. Let's take a look at number seven. Men feel that women always seem to have an attitude. The men think, and if you ask most men and they weren't in the presence of their significant other, they would say that this is pretty much true, that women seem to have an attitude with their man, like he's always doing something or saying something wrong. And you ask the women, they say, well, he is always doing something or saying something wrong. So have you heard this one before, Miss Shirley?
Now that I'm kind of reluctant to say. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Am I the only one on here?
No, we're gonna bring somebody else in. Hold on 1 second. Let's go to the North Carolina 919-272. Let's go to
nine. Yes. Okay. Hi. I'm hearing you all. I'm sorry. I'm just responding, but nevertheless, you know, in reference to women doing their car, yes, men should have a role, because in today's society, there's a lot of men that don't even take care of their own car. So my name is
your
Christy.
Name. Okay, Christy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Yes. So to me, a lot of men don't even take care of their own car, so you know that they're not going to be willing to take care of your car. And should there be roles? Yes, it would be nice if you had a boyfriend or husband or significant other or whatever to take on that responsibility. But today's society, and you finding more women having to do a whole lot more in the relationship than they should have to be. And yes, if both parties work, then men should help out in the house and do other things. But for the most part, a lot of them don't. And then you ask the question whether the one you just said about, oh boy, what was that one? The one you just said about, what did you just say, Dr. Walker? It was just one I had on the tip of my tongue about.
Women always seem to have an attitude with their man.
Oh,
like,
have an attitude. Yes, I have heard men say that, but why would the woman have an attitude? And men just gonna, and you know what, you got a lot of men nowadays as well that women can't say anything to them unless they don't say it the right way or whatever. It doesn't matter how you say it, but when it comes to the closest person to you, you can never say it the right way to them. But sometimes other people that's not as close to you could get more through to your significant other or boyfriend or whatever than the closest one to you can. That's just reality. I've heard a lot of women say that. It's sad, but it's true.
Right? Is it right to be that way? Is it, you know,
No, it's not.
Yeah, at one point, your significant other, you all were smiling when he said something maybe funny or even corny. You know, you smiled and thought it was cute. But as you draw closer together, you draw closer
and
together.
The more years you spend together,
yeah,
then people just seem to take things for granted more so, mm-hmm. where, like, you know, things are just not the same. As everybody knows that when you first get together, whether it's married or boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, it's infatuation or you're so much in love with that person. But, honey, ask some of these women that I've had to talk to who are married or boyfriends or whatever, and they've been with them a long time. Like I say, over seven or eight more years that they've been with them, hey, it'll be a different ball game.
I see.
You'll find one in a million that will say, child, wash my car or put gas in my car. Are you serious?
Wow. So times. So where, Christy, and I just want to stay with this just for a second. So where is the love? Where has the love, or has it just gone?
Well, that's it. You're right. Where has it gone? Where has it gone? Because to me, love is action. You don't have to tell me you love me. I will know by the little D's that you, and I'm not one that out here asking for a Mercedes. If I want a Mercedes, I could buy one myself, okay? But I don't need the big things of what some women ask for. I just look at the little things. But washing my car, keeping gas in my car. But again, hey, if they're not doing it to their own car, you know, washing their car and maintaining their own car, then, hey, I don't expect them to do my car. Hey, I've been, you know, I was divorced for like 18 years. So you become fully independent. You do after all that period of time, okay? So it's kind of hard to wait on a man to do any of those things when you've been independent for 18 years and you had to do these things. So, and a lot of men, that's why they can't deal with you because you're so independent. They want you to, you got these men that want a woman as a little puppy or whatever. Ask you every day, can I go here? Can I go there? Can you do this? Can you do this? I'm sorry, I will never be like that. Never.
Well,
no.
Let me ask you, Christy, are you married? And Christy?
Payless.
Yes, Christy. I am married. Yes. Yes, I am married.
And you all have a good relationship like that?
Well, you know what? Because he lives one place and I live another.
Okay.
So that makes it a whole lot better, you know, and stuff. It makes it a whole lot better. And I've known some friends that live, you know, like that, and they've been living like that for a long time. And I'm like, and they live much further apart in different states, okay? We're at least in the same state. But they live in different states. And I'm like, you like it, girl? That's the best thing you could ever do. For that now, I'm like, yep, that sure is. It sure is.
Christy, I got to cut you off. We're out of time. We are clearly out of time. We didn't get to finish everything, but you know what? I would love to make you my featured guest. Can we bring you back here, let's say, in about a week's time? We're going to be broadcasting from Washington, D.C. next week. All right, we're going to be broadcasting from Washington, D.C. We're going to try to bring you in and have a topic based on something you said tonight. You know, living in separate houses and living even in different states. And I would love to have you as my featured guest. Listen, we're out of time. Michelle, I want to thank you, Anthony, and those of you all we weren't able to get to. Tonight's topic being, should there be roles in relationships? We're going to conclude this one next week, but we're going to have a different topic next week. We're going to try to bring in Christy for our featured guest. Join us Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose about to ask Friday, join us back here live next Tuesday, where we'll be broadcasting from Washington, D.C. So until Friday, until next Thursday from Washington, I see my listening audience around the world. Good night, God bless, and thank you, God. That's a wrap. Okay. Good night, everybody.